this Sunday, September 28th, the world will mark World Rabies Day, a day to raise awareness. It's about one of the deadliest but most preventable diseases with safe vaccines for both people and animals. Now, rabies can be stopped. Now, here in studio, Suez together with the National Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, the Central Equatoria State Ministry and other partners is preparing vaccination drives for dogs, cats and donkeys, along with the community awareness campaigns. Now, to talk about this effort, we are joined this morning by Dr. Nyajua Kolang from the National Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, and Dr. David Martin from the Central Equatoria State Ministry, and Dr. Richard Sebit from VSF Swiss. Thank you, gentlemen and lady, for coming and making our time to talk about this vaccination program. Welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you.
Yes. To start our conversation now, to put off here, to start, what exactly is rabies and what is it so dangerous? The floor is open and it can come in, and we can come in just kick off our conversation.
Yes. Thank you, presenter, and all the listeners of Radio Miraya. I'm Richard Sebit. I work with VSF Swiss as a project officer for livestock. Mm-hmm. The world actually is going to celebrate or commemorate the World Rabies Day, which is on the 28th of September every year. And rabies is one of the neglected tropical disease, which is affecting mostly most of the mammals, including can be transmitted from canines to humans through a bite. And because of its dangers and risk, that is why vaccination is the only way to prevent the infection, and most especially vaccination of dogs, because they are the main source of transmission to human rabies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And maybe I could bring in Dr. David.
Thank you, presenter, and all the listeners of Radio Mirai. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be in Mirai talk show today with regards to this important topic about rabies. As my colleague I put here, Richard, rabies is really a dangerous disease, and it can kill. But it can be prevented through vaccination. So with regards to the World Rabies Day that people are commemorating, it is because of the person who actually came out with this kind of a rabies kind of a vaccine, which is Louis Pasteur. And the day is commemorated because of him. That is why every year we are doing this World Rabies Day commemoration every 28th of September every year. Mm-hmm. So rabies can be prevented, but people have to be serious about how to prevent their pets so that we can stop this spread of rabies.
Okay. Now let me bring in Nyajua Kolang, talking about how big of a challenge is rabies in South Sudan. If we are looking at the bigger picture of it, as you going to kick off this this vaccination campaign, how big a challenge is it, rabies in South Sudan?
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I want to give my thanks to the radio for inviting me. My name is Nyajua Kolang John. I work for the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, Directorate of Veterinary Service. Indeed, it is a big challenge for us in South Sudan, because rabies is one of the zoonotic diseases which are not that very well known for the communities as all. So for control of this disease, we, as my colleague put in, to prevent ourselves, we need to do this vaccination campaign, and also we need to give awareness for the communities, so such that they can know that they can prevent themselves through the vaccination, and the importance of the vaccination for the for their dogs and
Yes, Richard, you can also come in and give you break it more down.
Yeah. Actually, like all my colleagues have said, rabies being a zoonotic disease, because it is having a very big burden, especially here in South Sudan, with most people or victims dying because of the disease. And rabies is 100% preventable. And that is why the only way is vaccination. And as the world joins the commemoration because of these scientists who has invented this rabies vaccine, this year team is saying that act now, you, me, and the community. And when we look at the picture of this year team, it is bringing in the component of One Health, which is a hand of a human being and a paw of an animal or a dog. That means me, you, and the community, we have all the role to play, and more especially in the prevention of this disease, whether it is a human, including our colleagues from the other side, the human health, they also have a role to play, and people of even our this environmental health, they also have a role to play. And for us as animal health professionals, we also have the role to play. And when we look that act now, that means the time is now. It is not, we will not just be still planning, but as the world has already said that 2030 is the year that the world has agreed that by 2030 they need to eradicate rabies worldwide. So this is the question: that are we ready to also achieve that together with the whole world? That is the question, and more especially in our context here, where we have a lot of other challenges. All of us know it. That's why we need a lot of other things, more especially on preventive measures. And on our side, that's why VSF has decided that through this World Rabies Day, we are going to raise awareness like now we are having now, to talk to the communities on the importance of vaccinating their dogs and vaccinating their animals. And also when they become a victim of dog bites, they also need to go and report to the nearest health clinic and get vaccinated. Because once you overstay and you don't get vaccinated within a limit of 2 weeks, then the disease became fatal. You cannot, there's no way. You will just wait your time and you will go. And that is why we need to raise this awareness, so that communities, people, individuals, also all our collective effort to join the whole world in achieving this 2030 dream of rabies eradication.
Now let me bring Dr. David in. Why is it important for South Sudan to join the world in the marking Rabies Day this Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it's because... especially for us here in South Sudan, and if you can see, most people now, even if you see in Juba, most people like to put to raise dogs now, because they know the importance of dogs. As everyone knows, they can save your house from thieves and so these kind of things. Why we say that it is neglected, we need to join the others, because you know, the issue with this rabies, South Sudan have to come in, because you know it's preventable disease, but sometimes you see people are not serious about
it.
Taking care of their pets or dogs or somebody who even bitten and all these kind of things. So they see it just something which is very simple, but it is fatal. Once the signs appeared, this is the end of you. So that is why we need to join the others. We need to make sure that we do our vaccination of our pets, Because it's a big challenge. As Richard has said, we need to act together. Because leave alone only the dogs that we have, even these wild carnivorous animals, okay, they also need to be taken care of because rabies can infect them, like those fox, hyenas, whatever. Okay, so we need to join hands because with the One Health, we include all of us in the health, including those people of wildlife, such that we have to achieve the eradication of rabies. That is why the team is like, let's all be together with our community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, continue, please.
Yeah. So that is why we need to inform our community. It is not only that we only talk about rabies during, like, let me say, the 28th of every September and all this. It have to be a continuous kind of an awareness, kind of a campaign for our people, such that they have to, we have to reach that goal of 2030 together with the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as the campaign is going to kick off, can you tell us about the vaccination campaign, which animals particularly are being targeted and why? You already mentioned some of the animals like dogs at home and other animals lives at home like cats and all this stuff. But mainly, the main target is which kind of animals?
Yes, thank you. VSF is going to work together with the State Ministry of Animal Resources, Central Equatoria State, and we are jointly going to launch the vaccination campaign in Juba Veterinary Clinic for a one-day vaccination drive, which shall be on the 30th. And in Luri Veterinary Clinic in Gudele, the vaccination drive will be on the 2nd of October. The animals targeted were dogs, cats, and also if there are donkeys, we also include them, donkeys and mules. And also VSF will also have a vaccination drive in Odenberg Gazala Will, because we have an office there, we're operating there. We will have a vaccination in these two locations. The issue is that because for now there are challenges of lack of animal vaccine for rabies in the countrywide, and we managed to secure some small vaccines. That's why we are joining the world by doing this vaccination drive.
Mm.
Yeah.
And for those who are having those kind of animals, they want to take them to the vaccination. What procedures they should make sure that in place, or requirement and requirements, or
they like I said on the 30th, those who are in Juba around near to Juba Veterinary Clinic, they can bring their dogs and cats for vaccination, and they can get the vaccination for free, for one day free, and they will be issued a vaccination certificate in case if your animal later on bite any person or any other dog, so that one can be a proof that this animal was vaccinated. And we are working jointly with the state ministry through the veterinary, through the Juba Veterinary Clinic, so that all the records are kept there, the data for the vaccinated animals.
And for people who have already vaccinated their animals, and they have a certificate, are they also required to go for that one, or?
Yeah, for people who have vaccinated their animals before, because the duration for this rabies vaccine is for 1 year.
1 year, yeah.
Yeah, if you are and your certificate is still valid, then you will not bring your animal for vaccination. But those who have not vaccinated their animals, or those who have vaccinated before and it is now expired, then they have to come to the clinic so that they can be vaccinated.
Okay, that makes good sound. Now, how does vaccinated animals help protect human lives?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, David.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, as we say, with regards to rabies, those dogs that are vaccinated, of course, they will be prevented. They will not get affected with this rabies virus. So if such a dog or cat or donkey or whatever animal that is vaccinated against rabies which means if this animal is attacked by another animal which is already having rabies, then it will be preventable. You know, it's like that animal is not going to get infected with rabies.
Mm.
And there is something that I wanted to add with regards to the vaccination centers, because, you know, it's like maybe most of the people will not know about this Juba Veterinary Clinic or Luri Veterinary Clinic, but the Juba Veterinary Clinic is within the Ministry of the State Ministry of Animal Resources and Fisheries in Central Equatorial State, which is here in Buluk, near the Ministry of Petroleum. This is where this clinic of Juba Veterinary Clinic is inside. And the Dawan of Luri Clinic, it is situated in Luri Payam, the main Payam base that people will take the animals down there to be vaccinated. Because if the animal is already vaccinated, then you make sure that this animal is not having rabies.
Mm.
And even if it bites somebody or scratch somebody, there will be no infection. But, you know, it's like, that is why we are like, every year, some people, they think, like, if I vaccinate my dog, like, once, and that is kalas.
Mm, enough.
That is enough. But no. So you have to do it annually. You know, it's like every year, at that same day that the animal was vaccinated, you have to come back for
another vaccination.
So it doesn't mean that, because there is some people are mixing something else here. Somebody will just vaccinate once, and then we say, my dog is already vaccinated, and I have the certificate. But they did not come for the what? They are at the second dose for the next year. So such kind of things, people have to know that every year you need to vaccinate your dog.
All right. Okay. Now, as we are concluding this discussion and conversation, let me just bring in Dr. Nejuak. What would be your advice and message to the families, people who are having these animals at home, as the campaign is going to kick off?
My advice to the families and community as well, I need to tell them that they need to take the rabies as a serious issues, because every day, every year, you will get someone who will die, lose his life because of the rabies. And again, I think because of ignorance, some people are not very well know about rabies very well. And if you have a child, because most of the victims are child. The people who are under 15 years,
mm-hmm.
Because they are always near to the dogs and
so they are always
the animals.
They are always victims.
They are most victims. The most victims of rabies is those age. So I want to tell them if there is because rabies can come through bite of animal or a scratch, or even if you have an open wound in your body, and the dog has the saliva has come in contact with that wound, you can also get
you can contract.
Yes, they. So I just want to say that the family, they need to take this issue very serious. If a child get bitten by a dog, they need to take it to a very well-known hospital, not like for those ones inside the
residential areas,
yes,
the small ones.
Yeah, to get the real vaccine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Nejuak. Now, let me conclude with Dr. David and Richard. What would be your messages out to the public and to people who are listening to the program? In 1 minute, as we are concluding the day. Sure.
I would like to urge all the communities or people who are keeping pets and other animals to turn up during the vaccination drive so that the animals get vaccinated and their immunity got boosted against rabies, and as well as it can protect the whole family, including the community where they live. Together, all of us, I'm also urging the other human health also to also do their part. Together we can move so that we eradicate this disease or eliminate rabies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I want to tell our community out there is like, you, once somebody is bitten with a dog or a cat, something like that, you need to automatically go to the clinics or to the hospital because you need to get this vaccination. Otherwise, things will be bad. So they need to make sure that their animals are vaccinated. And everyone who is bitten with a dog, this dog, if you come to the clinic, you need to, this dog need to be monitored also.
Okay.
So, yeah. So don't kill a dog automatically because we wanted to know whether this dog is in having an infection or not having an infection. So it's going to be a joint thing between the people of veterinary and the people of health.
Well, gentlemen and lady, thank you so much for making our time speaking to our listeners about the vaccination campaign that is starting soon. And we'd like to thank you so much, Dr. Njoa Kolang and Dr. David Martin, Dr. Richard Sebi. Thank you, guys. Have a lovely day, and thanks for coming to Radio Miraya.